And welcome into another edition of Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick alongside senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. And we've moved things outside today to the Florida Blue Health and Wellness practice fields. And we're both wearing some sunscreen,
I think.
It's a day
with sunshine, and I'll be going back in to add a second coat soon. I think it's necessary for a lot of people.
Mix in a hat, too.
Exactly.
Don't worry about that. I know I will. First practice of the season was this morning, about an hour walkthrough. Mm-hmm. What stood out to you?
Well, you know, not much really stands out during a walkthrough. The news after the walkthrough, first day of camp, there's always injury news, there's updates, mm-hmm. guys who are going to be in and who are going to be out. And that's what we'll talk about most today, obviously.
One of those out, Clint Session. Concussion symptoms still, so Russell Allen gets a little more time here in this camp.
Yeah, and it's reached a point where there's obviously concern about Clint. You know, Mike Markey was asked today, you know, the level of concern. He said it's definitely a concern. He's dealing with concussion syndromes that first happened last season. It gives you 6 or 7 months of that. Obviously, that's an issue. But I think the news for the Jaguars fans is that Russell Allen has done this before. He has stepped in before. He's a guy the team has a lot of confidence in. And clearly, if for some reason Clint can't go long term, Russell Allen's a guy who's ready.
You know, like I said, I believed in my ability all along. To say right from the start that I thought I'd be a starter, I don't think that's – I could say that. It's about taking advantage of opportunity in this league. And so I knew that if I was given that opportunity I could make the most of it, but you never know if those chances are going to come. Fortunately for me, they have. You know, each year I've gotten a pretty significant chance to play.
Well, that's what Allen had to say. And with Allen playing more now on the defensive side, you'll see him less on special teams, it sounds like.
Right, and that's the biggest concern I think Mike Mularkey has. He may not be the guy on special teams, but he's one of a core group of two or three who has really been who they've relied on in special teams the last couple of years. It's hard to have him play that big a role if he's going to be also a starting linebacker. So you lose something out of that, but that's part of what having a successful team is having that depth. And Russell is clearly depth as far as linebacker core goes.
A story we got to, of course, first yesterday, Maurice Jones-Drew not here, but Coach Mike Mularkey made his first comments about Maurice not being in camp today.
Yeah, and he basically said what he's going to continue to say, and what he really believes is that they're going to work with the guys who are here, and basically when Mojo gets in, he gets in. Until then, it's just not something they can concern themselves with.
Here's what Mike Mularkey said about Mojo.
We're working with the people that are here every second, and not worrying about those guys that are not. It has not been a distraction. I know I've heard that word. It hasn't been one in here. Maybe more outside. Really, there's been a lot of things that have been going on that could have distracted this team. The locker room, having to move the locker room from here to there, and our incidents on the weekends that we've had could have been. Really, these guys have handled everything. We have are full speed ahead with the guys that are here, and got a good start.
Well, Coach Mike Mularkey, of course, now has the option of playing some other guys in this camp that could be used in certain different situations, maybe not as a starter.
Well, and I thought something that was interesting and notable today. Mike said there has not been discussions yet on bringing in a veteran back. Clearly, for right now, they want to see what they've got in camp. They like Rashad Jennings. They've always liked Rashad Jennings, and they think he can be a guy who gives them a lot of carries. He'll be one of the guys they look at, and that's what training camp's really all about. You know, you've seen what these guys can do in shorts, but now it's time to see what they can do in pads when it's a little close to real action.
Another part of this camp, well, there's 90 guys here, first of all. There's only 53 going to make the team. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys, a lot of unsigned rookies that are really fighting for a job right now. One of those is defensive end Ryan Davis. He has a very special story. Actually, in a rookie 101 feature we had here on Jaguars.com a while back, one of the questions was, what four people would you like to eat dinner with all time? And he picked his mom, his brother, his sister, and his dad, who passed away when he was a youngster. Well, before training camp, Ryan Davis had a chance to pay tribute to the man that he lost when he was a kid, who never really got to see his NFL dream played out.
You know, I thought about it. You know, it was tough sometimes, you know, because he couldn't be there. You know, but my mom, she always made me feel like, you know, that he's always watching down over us, and he is. Every chance I get when I go home, really. I always try to go at least once when I'm home, you know, just to talk to him and say hi, what's up sometimes, you know. Just to check on the grave, see if my aunts put flowers down and whatnot, because they do that a lot, you know. So every time I go home, I try to go and, you know, and say hi and talk to him.
You know what? The consensus around here, a lot of people like Ryan Davis on this field, don't they?
Yeah, he's a free agent rookie, and you know the odds are always against those guys. But if there are a handful of free agent rookies to watch, he's certainly a guy. Joe Cullen likes him a lot. He's got the athletic ability to do it. Obviously, a guy in that situation has to prove himself on the field, but he's certainly a guy that you could see being on that roster on the practice squad once the training camp's over with.
Here's the schedule for Saturday, July 28th. It's the same as today, a 9:45 a.m. walkthrough. It's closed to the public again tomorrow. And then 2:15, another two-hour-plus practice and helmets only. That's open to the public tomorrow afternoon. That's what's coming up. Of course, we're sitting here today in front of the first public practice of the day and sweating it out, so you better be ready.
That's right. That's right.
Good John, stuff. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, JP. Looking forward to the rest of the training camp.
John Osher from Jaguars.com, JP Shadrick with you. We'll be back tomorrow with more Inside the Jaguars.